It's the 2nd of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A company based in Dunstable with over 35,000 employees across the UK is looking to cut more than 1,500 jobs. Whitbread PLC, owner of such iconic brands as Premier Inn, Beef Eater and Brewers Fair, is also planning to sell over 126 of its lower volume restaurants. Another 112 restaurants attached to their hotels will be closed to provide space for additional hotel rooms. Chief Executive Officer Dominic Paul said, "We are working hard to enable those affected to stay with Whitbread by either transferring into roles this plan will create or by taking up other vacancies." An arrest has been made in the murder of 74-year-old Annette Smith, who went missing near Stotfold around mid-November of last year. A male suspect in his 40s was picked up on suspicion of murder and has been placed in police custody. Over £350,000 is still owed to Bedford Borough Council from Fusion Lifestyle, whose contract concluded at the end of January. The Sports and Leisure Management Company owes the new administrator, Greenwich Leisure Limited, contract transfer payments, and to the council it still owes unpaid bills. A solicitor's letter has been sent to Fusion in order to address the issue. A spokesperson said the process was procedural as an end of contract reconsideration. Across Bedfordshire polls today, voters will be choosing one of four candidates for Police and Crime Commissioner. They include incumbent Conservative Festus Akinbusawi, Waheed Akbar of the Workers' Party of Britain, Labour nominee John Tizard, and for the Liberal Democrats, Jabir Singh Parmar. The elected candidate will serve in the role for 4 years. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.